Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Well, the feeder cattle futures today rallied quite strong into the close, with August closing up $1.67 at $138.70, right on contract highs for the day. So really good strong close there on the front end of the feeder cattle. September feeders are sort of the same way, up $1.50 at $139.12. The live cattle were steady here, with August at $104.17, up 7. A little less fortunate here. And for this time of year, this is the lowest the live cattle, the August live cattle, have been for this time of year. With previous years, including last year, the market actually rallying this time. So we've been trading steady really since the end of May on the live cattle. So hoping for some sort of a breakout here on the upside. Now, the hogs today finished lower. December hogs down 50 at 73.52. That was about $1.80 or so off of the highs earlier in the day. And then we're getting some outside volatility in the marketplace, with the currently the Dow Jones up about 13 points, but it's about 100 off the lows and about 20 or 30 off the highs. Mid-morning, there's a lot of speculation of some incidents where Vice President Pence had to cancel a previous deranged schedule and go back to the White House. And so there was a speculation that something was going on, but then nothing ever materialized. So
we'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures market today continue to slide here, especially in the beans and wheat contracts. Soybeans led the way, down about 10 cents. Chicago wheat down 8 to 9, and Kansas City down 10 to 11. While corn managed to stay positive here, about 3 to 4 cents higher. And cotton futures were 70 higher at 67.28. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that we're pretty much done planting corn here, 99%. Beans, 92%. The crop condition for corn and beans were both left unchanged, 56% good to excellent for corn, 54% good to excellent for the soybean crop. Kansas City wheat, 63% good to excellent. That was up 2% on the week. Winter wheat is 30% harvested. Typically this time of year, it's about 48%. So a little bit behind schedule there. Some warmer temperatures throughout the Midwest are really boosting the crop at this point, as reports from the Crop Watch fields show significant progress in this warmer weather. And then mid-morning, there was a report that Egypt bought about 60,000 tons of Romanian wheat at a total delivered price of $210 a ton. U.S. wheat is currently somewhere around $250 a ton, so we're significantly higher than other world export markets. I think that contributed to the weakness in wheat futures today. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.